You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Time or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and there's good news if you're mildly obese or overweight and suffering from uncontrolled diabetes. Research now shows weight loss surgery, also known as bariatric surgery, may be a safe treatment option for people who aren't considered severely obese. Dr. Ali Aminian with the Cleveland Clinic led the study.
Bariatric surgery is associated with long-term survival and improved quality of life in patients with obesity and type 2 diabetes. But the safety issue is a matter of concern among physicians and patients.
Weight loss surgery is often considered a treatment for people who are severely obese, but the safety of the procedure has been questioned for people who aren't severely obese. Cleveland Clinic researchers performed a nationwide safety analysis of overweight and mildly obese patients with type 2 diabetes who had bariatric surgery. Results show that the surgery had a high degree of safety.
This data shows that the bariatric surgery can be considered a safe option.
Well, here's a bit of encouraging news to go right along with that warm cup of coffee you're having this morning. There's more proof now that coffee is not only good for the mind, but also for the body. A new study out of Harvard University finds that those who drink regular, moderate amounts of coffee are less likely to die from a number of diseases ranging from diabetes to heart disease. Research finds that the cutoff is around 5 cups a day, and even decaf works. Other studies found that coffee can help people recover from colon cancer. With more at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 62 cloudy degrees in Flemington, and showers are in the forecast for today. Sometimes heavy rain this afternoon. Tonight there's an 80% chance of showers, and then it drops to 50 after midnight. And for your Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 55. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. And then it gets very cold Saturday night into Sunday when the high will only be 45.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
She's changed gears, ladies and gentlemen, from a Christmas song to a Thanksgiving song. Very interesting. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
still starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, tomorrow is the entry deadline for this year's gingerbread competition at HCL. Don't panic. We'll tell you how to enter. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page for up-to-the-minute library news and events. Jennifer says Christmas is just a baby shower that has gotten out of hand. Holiday hours at HCL, December programs for kids and adults, and much, much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer.
What is this? I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
It's from Holiday Inn. It's been fantastic. I've got plenty to do.
So this is the Thanksgiving song?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday Inn, if you've never seen it, it's kind of unique. It's an Irving Berlin movie, and Bing Crosby retires from show business and runs an inn, and it's open only on holidays instead of everything else closed on holidays. And Irving Berlin wrote a song for every holiday, and the great song Easter Parade and White Christmas came from him writing the songs for this movie. So a very important movie in history, Jennifer. Do you agree? Any other big songs?
I think those were the big. I had never heard this played anywhere on it.
But I mean, Easter Parade and
White
Christmas.
Well, they made a whole movie out of White Christmas.
And Easter Parade.
I only heard this for the first time on
So he really had the muse with him that day when he sat down to write the soundtrack for this movie. So good morning. Jennifer reminded me yesterday that we only have four more radio shows until Christmas. So it is not too early to talk about Christmas. Actually, Jennifer, I have a Christmas poem I want to read you. I didn't write it, but I saw this somewhere. I thought it was very poignant. I've never heard it before. Maybe you have. You probably have. Ears to hear with. Are you going to play music behind me? That's fine. If you do, if you
want me to.
That's fine.
I can turn it
off. Christmas, Jennifer, is more than a day at the end of the year, more than a day of joy and good cheer. Christmas is really God's pattern for living, to be followed each day by unselfish giving. Then peace on earth will come to stay when we live Christmas every day.
That's very nice, Jim.
I think that's a good lesson to live by.
It is.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Glad to hear it. So are you getting ready for Christmas at all yet? Have you done anything Christmassy?
What?
Shopping or decorating or something?
We listen to Christmas songs in the car.
You listen to Christmas song? Well, that's something, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Good.
I've considered. There's a house on Main Street that has lights, Christmas lights already.
Oh, I'll have to drive by. When do the snowflakes go up on Main Street?
I don't know. Usually, back when Marshall Higgins owned Higgins, they used to have lanterns?
Yes.
About
with the zigzag lights going across the
right.
street.
And about this time or a week before, Marshall would be nagging the guys from the borough, can you get these lanterns out of my basement? Did like almost guarantee every year to walk in.
And a little Hunterdon trivia question. Why did they change from the zigzag lights to the current snowflakes?
I don't know.
A specific reason, Jennifer.
I think I remember there was, but I don't know what it was.
Because in the Christmas parade back then, they had a hot air balloon they used to, or a basket with the fire that would come down the street, and they were worried it was going to burn the lights.
I see.
So they changed that. Unbelievable. And that thing's long gone. They don't do
that
anymore.
Yeah, I liked those better than the snowflakes, honestly.
Yes, well, I've been watching some Christmas movies, trying to find some new holiday classics. I've been unsuccessful so far. I'll mention one, though, off the top of my head. A movie called Angels Sing. Did you ever hear of this?
Oh, no, and I can tell already.
Okay, the only reason I watched it is because the star was Harry Connick Jr. You know
okay.
who he is.
Yes.
I love Harry Connick Jr. Great voice, great piano player. I'm like, oh, great. At least I'll get a good couple of Harry Connick Jr. songs out of this and sing some Christmas carols. So the premise was, it was almost like an insult. The premise was that this family needed a home. They couldn't afford it. It was a mother, father, and the kid. And
so where are they living?
He, of course, hates Christmas because his brother died on Christmas in a skating accident. They got new skates for Christmas. Okay. They went out on the
pond. Now, is Harry Connick Jr. the father?
Yeah, he's the father.
And it was his brother who died?
Yes, when they were kids.
Now, where
his
living?
Brother saved him to get him off the thin ice, but he fell in and died.
Where are they living if they don't live?
They live in Texas now.
No, if they're not in a house, where are they?
Which kind of I don't understand why they always seem like they always lived in Texas where they were skating outdoors in the winter, but moving on. Does Austin get...
Yeah.
But that's, all those B-movies have those issues. Like, we were watching one from Vermont. They were supposed to be set in Vermont.
Uh-huh. No.
It was, there were like 10 things, like, it's impossible for that to be Vermont. Okay, but moving on. So Willie Nelson is an angel.
Haven't you done that before?
I don't know.
This is beginning to sound familiar.
So Willie Nelson's an angel, lives in this beautiful house, and He sells Harry Connick the house for some ridiculously low price because he knows Harry Connick needs the house or whatever. And he actually leaves Harry Connick a piano in the thing. He says, it's too big to move. I'm like, awesome. We're at least going to get this. I'm going to watch it all the way through. And it ends up the street in Texas. It's called some famous thing where everybody lights their houses for Christmas. It's at some famous road. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But he doesn't want to decorate, right? All his neighbors come over. Every neighbor comes over to give him Christmas lights to help him decorate his house. Everybody on the street sings a song. Everybody.
Except Harry Connick Jr.
At the end of the movie, the only person in the movie, I swear, that does not sing is Harry Connick Jr. Why cast him in that role if he's not going to? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I was very disappointed, Jennifer. It was almost like a... Screw you from the producer. Like, you wanted Harry Connick Jr.? He's not going to sing.
That's like a plot in a book where somebody bought the house for somebody else and they couldn't afford it.
Could have been based on some kind of...
No, but there was story. No singer.
But everybody sang in that movie but Harry Connick Jr.
All right, so your tip is not to purchase this movie?
Yeah, no angels. I'll have my holiday top 10 movies. I think I did that last year.
You did.
So my favorite holiday movies.
All right, well, we have Jeremiah's favorite holiday movies.
Oh, go ahead. We're moving on to that. We do have our holiday drop-in movies. Do you have the list of it in front of you?
I do. No, that's...
Way to prepare them. But Jennifer's...
Oh, I got him. Okay.
But before we mention that, let me just mention our concert last night before we move on. We had to go back into the past before we move into the future, Jennifer. We welcomed Rio Clemente, the Bishop of Jazz.
Can I say he needs a new publicity photo?
Yes, I know. He doesn't look quite the same anymore, does he?
No.
He was dressed in his Coast Guard auxiliary uniform.
Well, it was very handsome, but
yes,
he also looks like he's aged about 50 years since that picture was taken.
It's the best one I could find. So his concert yesterday was Salute to the Troops. So he played a lot of patriotic songs. He played When the Saints Come Marching In at the request of Jeanette Zink, who asked him to play that for
very
her
nice.
Husband. That was very nice, but just a very talented, and he's done everything. He's got so many CDs. He's performed with everyone. His name is Rio Clemente. If you Google him online, you get to his webpage, and I highly suggest hearing him play at some point. He lives, I believe, in Randolph, New Jersey.
That's not too far.
No. So I think he goes up to New York a lot, and he seemed very pleased with the turnout and with the show itself.
Very good.
So that was Rio Clemente. Okay, Jennifer,
drop-in movies. Well, on the 5th and 6th, there will be movies playing in the background of the Gingerbread Drop-Off. And they will be classics.
Which we will talk about later.
Because Jennifer will be putting the movies in. On Tuesday, December 8th at 6 p.m., we will be showing The Nutcracker. I believe the cartoon, not the ballet. On Thursday, December 10th at 6 p.m., we will be showing The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. On Saturday,
probably on my list of top tens.
On Saturday, December 12th at 2 p.m., we will be showing the much-contested Elf.
Probably also on my top ten.
On Tuesday, December 15th at 6 p.m., we will be showing the only movie on Jennifer's top ten list from this collection, Miracle on 34th Street.
That's probably in my top ten, too.
The original, but we will be showing the colorized version. We won't.
It's the original. It's just been colorized.
We will not discuss that. On Thursday, December 17th at 6 p.m., we will be showing Home Alone. And on Saturday...
Not in my top 10.
Saturday, December 19th at 2 p.m., we will also be showing another hotly contested movie, Frozen.
Not a Christmas movie.
There you go.
But a lot of snow in it, Jennifer.
There you go. Well, oh, what's your prediction for Christmas Eve, Jim Thatch?
It's going to snow.
Okay.
Of course it's going to snow. What do you think my prediction is?
I know.
And you better start thinking positively about it, too. I was right two of the last three Christmas Eves.
You were. Well, I mean,
wasn't I?
One Christmas Eve, we're sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden I look out, and I said something.
And you thought you were in some kind of cheesy holiday movie, right?
I believe I...
You would have thought I was an angel or something. Maybe I really am an angel.
Maybe
I'm Willie Nelson, the Willie Nelson of the...
Well, thank goodness you're not observing No Shave November.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I actually am. It just takes me a while.
Oh.
Thanks for noticing.
You're welcome. Shall we go to the commercials?
Let's do it.
Come back right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for today in history. Every week at this time, I ask Jennifer questions about the date, which is November 19th. Events that happened on this date, and also people who were born or died on this date, and see how well Jennifer knows her history. Let's go back to 1493, Jennifer. And
wow.
You probably can guess in that era who I'm going to be talking about. Christopher Columbus.
But I can't imagine what question it is.
He goes ashore on an island that he saw the day before. What did he name this island?
Hispaniola.
Correct. Actually, I'll tell you what its name and you can tell me what it actually is called now. San Juan Bautista. Puerto Rico is correct. Christopher Columbus on this date first steps onto Puerto Rico. So he never actually stepped on continental U.S.
I don't
Interesting. Okay, 1863, Jennifer. President Abraham Lincoln does something on this date that he probably the most well-known.
He issued the Emancipation Proclamation.
Okay, the second most thing that he's known for.
Shot.
Third most. A positive thing. He was 63, so it was actually 2 years before he was shot. It was during the Civil War. He went somewhere and did something that people remember today. At a dedication ceremony.
Oh, the Gettysburg Address?
He issued the Gettysburg Address. He delivered the Gettysburg Address at the military cemetery at Gettysburg,
that
Pennsylvania, on this date in 1863.
Get out.
Must have been cold.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1950... Who becomes the supreme commander of NATO Europe?
Dwight Eisenhower.
Very good. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Okay, Jennifer, this is going to be tough. If you get this one, I'll be very impressed. I didn't know this one. 1969, November 19th, Apollo 12 lands at Oceanus Procellarum, which it translates to the Ocean of Storms, on the moon. And two gentlemen become the third and fourth humans to walk on the moon. Can you name any one of those two gentlemen?
I can't.
The third and fourth human to walk on the moon were Pete Conrad and Alan Bean.
Pete Conrad, the name sounds
really
familiar.
Really? I never heard of either one of them. Okay, Jennifer, in 1990 on this date, pop group Milli Vanilli are stripped for the Grammy Award. On this date, Why?
I'm lip syncing.
Correct. Sesame musicians provided all the vocals on their Grammy album.
They had really cool hair.
Girl, You Know It's True. I still remember today just for that, Jennifer. Okay, born or died, Jennifer.
Okay.
Born on this date, James A. Garfield.
He was the president of the United States. You want to know which one?
Something else. Some other fact about him. Either the number or that he was assassinated.
18.
Close, 20.
Okay.
He was assassinated.
I'm sorry to hear that.
By someone that he knew, actually. It was a political, not a political rival. Yeah, I guess a political rival. Somebody that he felt Garfield was not, he was part of something like the Stalwart Party or something like that. And he felt Garfield was not, was standing in the way of this party doing whatever they needed to do, so he killed them. Garfield firmly believed, he thought Lincoln, he didn't believe in like guards or escorts. He thought just because Lincoln was assassinated was just a product fluke of the times. It was like just because it was, that could never happen again.
And I see.
Unfortunately, he was wrong. I'm sure the Secret Service was probably born right after that one, Jennifer. Okay, 1933 on November 19th, Larry King was born.
He's a talk show host, CNN.
Correct. What is he famous for? What is he famous for wearing that people know him?
Suspenders.
Very good. Okay, 1936, in the same lines, Dick Cavett was born.
He was an English, a British PBS talk show host.
No, you're thinking of Frost.
Am I?
Yeah.
Dick Cavett, well, he was a...
He was a TV host. PBS. He had his own show, yes.
That's all I know.
Okay. Well, that's good enough, Jennifer. I'm feeling generous. 1938, Ted Turner.
He's born. A media mogul. He owned at one time the Atlanta Braves. I don't know if he still
Correct.
Does.
Very good. Also known as Captain Courageous. He captained American boat to win the America's Cup once.
Really?
In his youth. Do you know? Who was he famously married to for a long time? I don't think they're married anymore.
Jane Fonda?
Very good.
Oh, wow.
See? It was in there somewhere. Okay, 1961, Meg Ryan was born.
She's a movie actress. She was in the email movie.
You Got Mail?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, thank you.
Also, When Harry Met Sally, among a million others. 1962, Jodie Foster was born.
She's a TV actress, a movie actress, a director. She was in Silence of the Lambs.
Correct.
She was in Little Foxes.
DVD alert. I'm sure we don't have this in our collection because it's an obscure movie, but it starred Jodie Foster. It's called Stealing Home. Jodie Foster and Mark Harmon. Pretty obscure movie, but a very, very good movie and a very poignant movie. So I highly suggest it. If you can find the movie Stealing Home, you're welcome because I think you'll enjoy it. But do we have it?
No.
Of course not. Can I put a request in for it?
Sure.
Okay, Jennifer, finally in 1977, Carrie Strug.
She was born. An Olympic gymnast, and she broke her ankle or something, landing a vault. And
very
she's
good.
Still
Most famous for
it.
Being carried to the medal stand by her coach.
Yes.
Because she didn't break her ankle. That would have been impossible to land us. But I believe it was severely sprained or something. So that's today in history, Jennifer. You did very well.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed. I think this assistant director title is really...
Yeah, you know, you said something last week about me being high and mighty, but you never said why I was high and mighty.
Is there a reason? Oh, I never mentioned?
No.
Jennifer Winbear, if you don't know, now is the assistant director of the Hunter and Kenny Library, a very prestigious position that comes with a lot of bells and whistles.
I'm waiting for him. Waiting for him.
So congratulations to her. It's very well deserved.
Thank you.
She's been working at the library how many years?
21.
21 years. She pretty much runs the library.
Thanks for your vote of confidence, Jim Thatch. It's people like you.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm not. I just checked IndieFlix. Stealing Home is not on there either.
Wow. See? This great movie just lost to time, Jennifer. It's a shame. Stealing Home. And Jodie, and there's two stars in it.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster and Mark Harmon. Oh, well. I kind of feel like watching it now. It's not a Christmas movie or anything, so don't expect that. But it's very well done. It has a lot of flashbacks, and it's very well done.
Does Harry Connick Jr. sing in it?
No. Unfortunately, no. Harry Connick Jr., what movies was he in that he did sing? He was in, was it Memphis Belle, something like that?
Was there singing?
Where he sang in, yes. Very talented. What did you get Harry Connick Jr. to perform at the Library?
I was going to ask you before then if you wanted to, but...
I haven't heard him sing in a while. Does he still, did he give that up to be an actor?
I
hope not, because if he's getting roles like Angel Sing, that can't be good.
All right, would you like some Born and Died Today people I know?
Oh, okay.
No?
Yes, I would.
Okay. 1905, Tommy Dorsey.
Tommy Dorsey was a band leader. Uh-huh. He was actually famously, though I believe to be incorrectly, signed Frank Sinatra got out of his contract with Tommy Dorsey by gangsters threatening Tommy Dorsey.
That is the
Godfather story.
Yes.
About it. But they say it's not true, but Jennifer, I think it's true.
Do you? I think there's also a rumor that here his brother died in Bernardsville.
Tommy Dorsey?
Yeah, or Jimmy.
Tommy Dorsey used to, actually, I know, you know Chris Gackis from town? his wife, either a family member or a good friend, lived in Tommy Dorsey's mansion.
Oh, really?
And I went to a party there once.
Oh, neat.
And his bathroom, has all sheet music on the walls.
Oh, neat.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Look at me following up that.
Look at
Not
you.
Only did I know Tommy Dorsey, I was in his house.
Wow, look at you. He was a trombone player. 1909, Peter Drucker.
Peter Drucker? Was he the shop owner in Hooterville?
No.
Sam Drucker.
He's an Austrian-American theorist, educator, and author. He does a lot of like management theory.
Oh.
He was big in libraries.
How'd you know him? You read
from
books
library
by him?
School, yeah.
Oh, very good. Peter Drucker. I will remember.
1970, Indira Gandhi.
Indira Gandhi. Again, it's a her, right? Or is it
Indeed.
A him?
No, it is a she.
I get her mixed up with the other Gandhi, so go ahead and tell me.
She was the third prime minister of India.
Okay. Mahatma Gandhi is the other one, right?
Oh, we used to have a patron who would tell a joke about Mahatma Gandhi, something about a coat rack, Mahatma coat.
I don't get it.
My hat, my coat, Mahat.
Oh.
But I don't remember the joke.
That would be politically incorrect in this day and age.
1921, Roy Campanella. How did you miss all these good people?
I'd never give you a sports one, Jenna. Roy Campanella, a longtime catcher for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer.
1920, Jean Tierney.
Jean Tierney was an old Hollywood actress.
Yes. She wasn't old at the time.
No, she probably was in Jean Tierney. I'm not going to be able to name somebody.
There's one movie she's famous for.
Give me a hint.
Hitchcock.
The Birds. No, that was
the
other
Tippi
one.
Hedren.
Yeah.
Never mind, then I don't know.
Well, who was it?
Yeah, no, you're right. It is Tippi Hedren. That's what I was thinking. Ghost of Mrs. Muir.
Oh, yeah?
And Heaven Can Wait. The Razor's
Hope
Edge.
Lang played her on the TV show.
See, you do know more.
Hope Lang born and died today?
No. 1935, Jack Welch was.
Jack Welch. The founder of Welsh's Jams and Jellies.
No, he's an American engineer and businessman.
How do you know?
Because there's this book. It's like the most donated book I got in the 90s.
Oh, see. Interesting. So yeah, certain names just stick with you. Jack Welch. I'm going to forget that one.
1942, Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein is a fashion designer. Is that the right way to put it?
Yeah, I guess so. Can you, a follow-up question. Who was...
The answer is Back to the Future.
No.
Where she thought his name was Calvin Klein.
Because it was on his underwear.
Yes.
No, I was thinking of the famous model actress.
Brooke Shields?
Brooke Shields. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins. We're starting to get into the 60s where I, you know, people born in the 60s, I don't really know. Because they're, you know, kind of young.
You don't know people are born. Is it funny how you don't know? You usually know people way back. Well, I guess because they're...
Like, do you ever watch... Well, Jack Dorsey was born in 1976.
Tommy Dorsey's son.
No, he the co-founder of Twitter.
Oh.
You ever look like in the newspaper where it has born today and you see the old, the youngest person, you know. It's.
I know, we're getting old, Jennifer.
I know, it's really bad. All right. The man in the Iron Mask died today in 1703.
The King of England? Or is that a fake story?
No.
Didn't they put the King of England because he had a twin brother?
He was a French prisoner. He was arrested as Eustache Godard, and he was held in the Bastille. He was held during the reign of Louis XIV.
So that whole story was made up about... The movie The Man in the Iron Mask was about... the king had a twin brother, and the twin brother imprisoned him.
That's the Alexandre Dumas take on it, that he was Louis XIV's twin.
But that's not true. Or you don't know.
Nobody knows. It's a myth.
The Iron Mask was never taken off? Yeah. Was that a common punishment, or is that just something that was put on him?
I think it was just...
What did he do so bad that no one would look on his face again?
I don't know. I think it was pretty not common, but, you know, like the stocks. I don't know. Do you want to read the weather?
Sure, we're halfway through. Right? We are halfway through the library show. I apologize. A quick look at your Flemington weather before we move on with the second half and take you up to Jim Gannot at noon and his show, Taking Care of Business. It's currently 63 degrees with overcast skies. I understand we're supposed to get some heavy rain today, Jennifer. Is that true?
I'm waiting.
Going to be starting this afternoon, it looks like. Ending by tonight, because tomorrow's going to be clear and in the mid-50s. So a quick burst of rain for your Thursday. And then your weekend looks like this. Saturday, 53 degrees and partly cloudy skies, and it's clear on Sunday, but crisp. Temperature's not reading the 50s. And then we are going into Thanksgiving. An early look at your Thanksgiving forecast. Mid-50s and partly cloudy, perfect for the turkey trot going on in Flemington on Thanksgiving morning. That should help me a little bit.
Are you doing the turkey trot?
I am indeed.
I'll stand on my porch and cheer you on.
We don't run by. Do we run by your house?
No.
We're going kind of close, I think.
You do.
But we do. You have to come down. You have to come down the road to St. Magdalene's.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I'll be running by. I won't be running by. I'll be like, it'll almost look like walking, but it'll be slightly faster.
Okay.
That's my pace.
Okay.
So, yes. So, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, in advance. Also, we should probably mention the horrific attacks in Paris.
Yes.
That our thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by that. And the good news was that they did kill the mastermind raid.
They weren't sure this morning when I woke up.
I'm pretty sure they think that's who it was.
Did you hear the story? One of the guys who got away was so certain that he was not going to live through this, so bold, that he reserved a hotel room in his name and used his own credit card because he was so certain he was never going to live past the attacks.
Oh, I see. Why?
Right. And now they got the guy's name.
Good. We keep needing them to do stuff like that.
So have you been down Main Street?
No.
A historic landmark is gone.
Really?
Flemington Cut Glass is down to a pile of rubble.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That building. Okay. And what are they building there? Condos or something?
Condos and things, yes.
Are they?
That's what I've heard.
What year did that open? Do you know any history of Flemington Cut Glass?
I don't know any history. When I was in college, I interviewed George Muller because he bought several pieces of Liberace's glass collection at his... and I know they had a back room of seconds that... Most of the glassware in my house is from there. And I'm even pretty sure that it was cheaper when I got married because my reception was outside. My parents bought wine glasses there because it was cheaper than renting them.
You know, I remember going in them when we first moved here. Actually, George Muller is a member of the Flemington Elks. Right. Actually going to be meeting with him shortly because we have a plan to... the Flemington Elks is struggling a little bit. Membership and we have a plan to turn the tide on that, Jennifer, and bring it back.
Glad to hear that.
To its former glory. So stay tuned with that.
You've been drinking up all the profits,
have you? No, that's the only profits they're getting is me drinking. That's the problem.
Yeah, I was sad to see it down.
Yes, it is. It's sad. So hopefully, maybe this would be the first step on getting Main Street back in line.
That would be.
Because I heard the Main Street liquor license was also purchased.
It was.
And there are new plans for the Union Hotel, which I hope get put through expediently, which is probably not even a word.
Expediently is. Right behind you, there's an old blown-up photo of Main Street, and the hotel is in the background.
Okay, but back to the library. Oh, did I finish my weather report? Yes,
yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Bracing. The turkey trot.
Pretty trot, 55 degrees, I'll take it. Okay, Jennifer, we mentioned at the top of the show the gingerbread competition. The entry deadline is indeed tomorrow.
But you know what? If you don't turn it in till...
Well, it'd be nice, but if you're a little late, we will accept it. To get an entry form, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. Just print it out, fill it out, and drop it off to the library. Or you can mail it in. As long as I get it by early next week, you'll be okay. Or you can just come by the library. There's forms right in the lobby. Just pick one up, fill it out right there, and give it to the circulation desk.
And don't worry about it. Jennifer's accepting the entries this year, so just show up.
Yes, and then December 5th and 6th will be the weekend you have until then to create it and then bring it to the library, and then it will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December. We'll have a welcome reception for everyone who enters the show, and we'll have an awards ceremony that night. Everyone, the certain categories that you can enter, kids only, students, adults, family group, or professionals. First place in each category will receive a cash award. There'll be honorable mentions. And at the award ceremony, we'll have refreshments. And I believe, did we have a prize last year, Jennifer, everyone who entered, a little gift, a thank you gift?
We didn't. It just seemed like we did. Because.
Why did it just seem like that?
Because we picked so many honorable mentions.
Okay. And you have a little direction on what kind of idea you need to present. You have two choices. Either some kind of scene or building from a favorite book, either a children's book or a novel. Or you can do a Hunterdon County scene, a favorite scene or building in and around Hunterdon County. And then for your to help you, we have recipes for construction-grade gingerbread and royal icing right on the entry form. So it's all there. This is the most detailed, in-depth entry form you'll ever see, Jennifer. There's no question left unanswered.
I don't believe there is.
So everyone is creative, I believe. So please enter the gingerbread competition. If you don't enter, at least come by the library during the month of December and see all these great creations. I'm looking so forward to it.
Yeah, and you decorate the gallery very nicely.
I'll have to do that next week or the week after. I guess I got the week after to do it, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it then after Thanksgiving. I'll put up snowflakes before Thanksgiving.
It feels like we have an extra week. I don't know why.
It does. But then it's closer to Christmas.
Right. I think this week feels extra.
I like an early Thanksgiving.
Do you?
I wish Thanksgiving was today, to be quite honest. I do.
Do you?
I'd
have nothing to eat.
Because then we have an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
True.
Where it's acceptable to talk about Christmas.
See, I like a short Christmas season. I get worn out by by the time we get to Christmas. I lose interest.
Jennifer. Oh, I don't hate to hear that. That breaks my heart.
I know. I'm sorry.
So what else can we talk about Christmas? Anything?
Well, we can talk about Knitters Unite.
Sure. Does that have anything to do with Christmas?
Well, it has to do with the spirit of giving. We're going to be kicking off a program on December 15th where we're going to encourage all knitters to come to the library and learn about this program. Do you have a flyer yet for it?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Where we're going to encourage people to knit a hat at home, and then we're going to string them up around the library. And after they've decorated the library for a while, we'll deliver them to different veterans organizations in Hunterdon County.
So we know a lot of knitters?
We're hoping to. And we're going to have a barrel for donated yarn if you've got a yarn stash at home that you know you're never going to make.
So what
anything.
Are the deadlines on these things?
There aren't any yet, unless you've got them on the flyer. I know the 15th is going to be a kickoff informational session in the Bookmark Cafe.
Okay, say that date again.
December 15th.
December 15th. Oh, so this is going on past Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, it's not on the webpage yet.
Okay. And, on this Saturday at the South County Branch Library, they will be celebrating International Games Day at your library all day. But they're going to do the low-tech version with a lot of board games.
And I was remiss not to mention, Jennifer, the gingerbread competition is sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the friends of the Hunterdon County Library. What kind of refreshments do you want for that welcome reception? I don't know.
We usually
brainstorm that one.
We usually get, what do we want? The fiddlers are coming.
Can we get eggnog?
In the morning. Sure, why not?
Did we get eggnog last year?
I want to
get some water. Let's get some eggnog and we'll get some kind of...
Cider?
Yeah. Cider, eggnog, and water.
Okay.
All right. And then what to eat? Something like a cheese tray or just like snacky sweet stuff? Or are people going to be so sick of sweet stuff after making gingerbread houses because you eat half the stuff you make?
You could have a few cookies and some cheese. I think we usually do get a cheese.
Cookies and like a cheese and something. Cheese and crackers?
Yeah.
And grapes or something? All right. That sounds
grapes,
good.
Grapes. We always have grapes. I'm a big fan of grapes.
Is that bad?
No, I'm a big fan of grapes.
Are you? Why?
I like grapes.
Why?
I don't know. Do you know what today is?
International Grape Day.
No, it's Beaujolais Nouveau Day. Speaking of grapes.
Most coincidentally. It's every day Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
No, it's the third Thursday in November when the new wine is released.
Did you get a bottle?
I will be stopping on my way home from here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What does Beaujolais Nouveau taste like?
It's very light and fruity. It's very young. It's not aged at all.
Interesting. Do you drink it all year long?
Mm-mm. No, I never have a bottle.
Is it a seasonal thing? Like you wouldn't get it in the summer because it's...
You might. There might be some left.
But
it's like a good Thanksgiving wine.
Okay.
But I think it's bad luck to have a bottle in the house on New Year's Day. I usually buy one bottle today, drink it, and it's over. Just saying. You made me a sign one time for it.
I remember that. Beaujolais Nouveau. You can buy that at any liquor store?
And most of them, I would imagine, yeah.
So you only get one bottle a year?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So what do you want for Christmas this year?
What do I want for Christmas?
You knew. Hey, you have an idea.
I do. I hope my mother's not listening.
I hope she is.
She knows.
Oh, okay.
I asked for a, have you ever seen that? Your wife will know what this is. It's a basket and it's lined with linen.
I know what baskets are, Jennifer.
Now listen, it's either lined with linen or cotton.
Okay.
Apparently more of them are lined with cotton. And you put your bread in it to rise.
Oh, before you cook it?
Correct. Instead of
Why?
Rising it in
Wouldn't
a bowl.
Wouldn't cotton get all over the dough?
No, it breathes and it gives it more, like instead of putting in a ceramic
But doesn't
bowl,
cotton fibers would get on it?
Yeah, but then you wash the... No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
Not if your dough is
I'm thinking nicely. Cotton balls, I guess. I don't know.
No, well, cotton might if it were a sticky dough. I wouldn't raise
okay.
a sticky dough in
And why does that help?
Because the air goes through the basket and through the cotton and it comes in. It's
and
not
it
just
improves
the
taste? What does this do it with the end product?
It makes it bigger and airier. And
oh. And you
lighter.
Bake bread a lot.
I do.
I think that's a very doable gift, Jennifer. That's
but wait, no. If you would, right? It sounds like it is. But... Apparently it comes in oblong and oval and round, and I didn't.
Get one of each.
No, I don't want an oblong one, certainly.
All right, so a round basket lined with cotton. That's what you want for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Come on, what's a big ticket item you want?
Nothing.
Come on, if you could have anything. Here, Jennifer, I'm going to give you one Christmas gift. It can be anything. It could be a car. It could be anything. Cable TV?
No.
No?
I'd like somebody to get rid of the groundhog in my yard.
The groundhog, if that's what you want. See, you don't think, come on.
I don't think
fun.
Big. That's my trouble.
Just for fun.
What would your big thing be?
I have a ton of big things
Let's
on
help.
My list.
Okay.
I need new golf clubs.
That's pretty big.
I broke my golf clubs.
How'd you do that? All of them?
Just the most important one. Oh. But they're really old. So I bought them when I was in high school, Jennifer.
Wow.
I'm not in high school anymore.
No, you're not.
I also need new basketball sneakers. I actually need all new clothes.
You got
too.
All
my
sneakers
clothes
not
are
that
on,
long ago.
Like they're like 2 years old, which is ancient for basketball sneakers.
Okay.
If you play basketball as much as I do,
I see.
So, and now that the Reebok outlet and the Nike outlet are gone,
there's one in Jackson, right off
Jackson,
right off of 195, right by Great Adventure. Instead
that's
of turning
not
right,
close.
You go left. I know, but. Your parents live down that way, sort of.
That's the closest, like Nike or Reebok outlet.
It's worth it. You know,
really?
You go buy half a dozen pair. And
I wonder if my parents have one near their house. My parents have a mall right near Asbury Park. It's called the New Outlet Mall. I forget what it's
There's
called.
There's one in Tinton Falls, too. Jersey Shore Outlets or something.
Tinton Falls. Nothing happens to that hick town.
that's
where Jennifer's from.
No,
FYI.
I'm not. I'm from Shrewsbury.
Oh, I thought you were from Tinton Falls.
Uh-uh. Which was New Shrewsbury when I lived
How's the Tinton Falls Library doing?
I don't know. I know the Shrewsbury.
Where are Tinton Falls? Is there actually a fall there? There better be.
I don't know. Is there a waterfall? It was New Shrewsbury when I lived there, and I don't know why it changed to Tinton Falls.
There's got to be a waterfall somewhere.
I don't know. I'll look that up. How about I look it up?
We're talking about Monmouth County, New Jersey. Jennifer and I are both from Monmouth County, New Jersey.
We are.
Have you ever been there? Very nice county indeed.
Without the mountains.
The county seat is Freehold, which is famous for spawning one Bruce Springsteen. Indeed. Asbury Park is also in Monmouth County.
It is.
Is it, or is it in Ocean County?
No, I think
it's Asbury. An Ocean Township, which is in Monmouth County, I believe.
I think so. I think Asbury Park is in Monmouth County.
We should know that. I think it is, too. Monmouth Park, of course, is in Monmouth County.
And Aunt Rose is in Monmouth County.
Aunt Rose is in Monmouth County. My parents are still in Monmouth County. Do your parents miss Monmouth County at all?
I think a little bit,
I just
bit,
set
but
a record
not...
for saying Monmouth County
I know,
in
it's
a minute.
Funny. I think they're pretty content wherever they are.
But they don't miss it at all? What would they miss most? What do you miss most about living?
I'm not sure. I think it's
east of here.
I think it's, well, I miss not being near the ocean.
Okay.
But I think it's like
were you
the
a big beach bum?
I don't think we were though. But yeah.
I was
I think I,
was,
I miss the idea of being there. I miss Allaire State Park.
Okay. Another Monmouth County, yeah.
And delicious orchards, of course.
Of course, as much as we love Monmouth County, we love Hunterdon County because we moved there to here. And the thing that attracted me first was we don't have mountains, but we have mountains compared to
Monmouth County.
Compared to Monmouth County. And I liked the deer. I don't know. Something about deer still, even when I see them in my yard, I'm like, ah, look, deer.
Yeah, but Lori feels the same way.
The novelty just never wears off, even though they eat Lori's garden and they
drive
my dog crazy. I don't know. There's just something about wild animals just living among us.
Want a groundhog?
I don't think we have a groundhog, actually.
We have a groundhog. We have a coyote who shows up about once a week.
How can you have a coyote in town?
He's in my driveway once a week.
A coyote? Oh, because you have the big field across the
street. We have the cemetery and we have the game preserve, the nature preserve.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you call animal services to tell them this?
What do they care?
They might care.
They know he's there.
Hurt somebody.
They know he's around.
Why would he go in your driveway?
I have no idea. We got nothing. Well, because we have bird seed.
Maybe he's trying to get the groundhog.
I hope so. Oh, please.
Coyotes meat eaters?
I don't know.
I think they are.
Do you?
They're dogs, right? So they got to be.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
How the heck did we get on this
topic? I know.
We've
like wasted all this time. But it was entertaining.
Okay, let's talk about some programs we got coming up. We need some commercials though, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, and then we'll do the commercials real quick, the programs, and then before you know it, it'll be time for Jim Gonneau.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. In less than 10 minutes, Jim Gano will be joining you to take care of business. And the last business we have for today are some upcoming programs at the libraries. Tonight at 6 o'clock at the Headquarters Library, we will be showing Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, based on the novel by Jesse Andrews. And I'm pretty sure there's still room for that, so just drop on by at 6 o'clock. You can bring your favorite snacks and non-alcoholic beverage. Also tonight at the North County Branch, Michael Long Live and Unplugged. Singer-guitarist Michael has been around music his whole life. He will be playing songs from a number of genres, including artists such as Springsteen, Dylan, and Billy Joel, Beatles, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews, and Matchbox 20. That's tonight, 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Okay, Jennifer, we were just talking off the air about our favorite place to go for Christmas, and we mentioned how Hunterdon County is lacking. Well, I'm on the downtown Flemington site right now.
Are you?
Flemington, hometown for the holidays. And listen to this lineup. Saturday, November 28th, Shop Small Saturday. Did you hear about that? It's coming, and the streets will be alive with holiday entertainment. Do your holiday shopping locally and support your local Flemington businesses this holiday season. There'll be a holiday boutique. There'll be yoga and prizes here now. Yoga, live music at the Shaker Cafe, horse and buggy carriage rides from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Hot cocoa, cookies, and old-fashioned movies. New Jersey Women's Choir will be performing holiday classics on the historic courthouse steps. Hunterdon Harmonizers will be spreading holiday cheer throughout the streets. They'll be strolling, I guess, from business to business, which is nice. Stop by the Doric House. We'll be open from 1 to 6 with music by our Colonial Fiddler at 1 p.m. And a new business, the Cadence Cycle and Fitness Center, will offer free spin classes from 12 to 4. So this is all Saturday, November 28th. It's called Shop Small Saturday. And it sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm going to be there. Are you?
I'm going to be working.
Oh. What time do you work till?
5 o'clock.
It doesn't say what time they're. No, it's open until 6:30. So come by after work.
After church.
I'll buy you a bottle of a glass of Beaujolais Nouveau. What's it called?
Beaujolais Nouveau. I don't think there's a liquor.
Thursday, December 3rd, the cultural series presents The Cat in the Hat and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, a variety tribute show at the historical courthouse at 6 o'clock with a special appearance by Santa at Coco's from 7 to 9. That's Thursday, December 3rd. Tickets are only $10, Jennifer.
Wow. Bargain.
Sunday, December 6th, there'll be horse and buggy carriage rides from 2:30 to 4:30. This is a good idea. They do this in Bethlehem. It's very popular. There's also be hot cocoa, cookies, and old-fashioned movies. Take some in some holiday music at the historic courthouse when the White House Wind Symphony performs. And I saw this concert last year.
Did you?
Highly recommend it. And it's the Hunterdon White House Wind Symphony. And this will be at the courthouse on December 6th at 3 p.m. The concert's free, Jennifer, but they do accept donations. So that is awesome. Thursday, December 10th, the Acapella Pops, a high-energy mixed-voice show chorus, will bring their fall cultural series to a close with an astounding performance at the courthouse at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20. That's Thursday, December 10th, a holiday show by the Acapella Pops. On Thursday, December 10th. Saturday, December 12th, breakfast with Santa at Teresa's Cafe from 9 to 11 a.m. Horse and buggy rides again from 3 to 6:30 p.m. They start at Don Alinas. Where's Don Alinas? Oh, here. It's 915 Central Avenue. Where's Central Avenue?
It's by the bank.
It's back by Turntable?
Yes.
Yes, okay. There'll also be cocoa, cookies, and old-fashioned movies. And then there'll be photos with Santa at the courthouse from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. that day. Thursday, December 17th. They didn't mention the holiday parade.
It's on. Sure it is.
I just haven't
December
hit it yet.
It's December 6th.
They didn't mention it here. Okay. Thursday, December 17th, it's Make It and Take It holiday event at Stangle from 6 to 8 p.m. There'll be gingerbread cookie decorating, I'm sorry. Three different crafts to choose from. Live holiday music by the Show Kids Choir and True Voice Project from the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts. A special visit by Santa. Cookies and hot cocoa costs $5 per child at the door, and adults are free. That's another great event, Jennifer. I'm very proud of Flemington for pulling this together. Saturday, December 19th, Santa at Stangle Farmers Market from 9:30 to 11:30. Horse and buggy rides from 3 to 6:30 p.m. In downtown Flemington. Cocoa cookies and old-fashioned movies as well. Sunday, December 20th, Santa and breakfast are perfect together at the Shaker Cafe from 9 to 11 a.m. And then throughout the holiday season, take a ride on the Candy Cane Limited train from Black River and Western Railroad. The train ride is from Flemington to Ringo's and return. You will meet Santa and Mrs. Claus. All passengers receive a candy cane, and children receive a small gift.
I saw that train go over the trestle one time on Dayton Road.
Isn't that scary?
It was pretty neat.
Yeah.
All lit up.
So Flemington is alive this year. So this is a good sign for the rebirth of the town, don't you think, Jennifer?
I do, and I looked at Clinton's Facetown page quickly. And the Red Mill has the 6th Annual Festival of Trees, November 27th through December 6th, during museum hours. And then, of course, Dickens Days, which starts the Friday night after Thanksgiving. So, yes, there is plenty going on.
I would like to. When is Dickens Days this weekend?
27th.
Oh, okay.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so I might try to do both.
I'm
going to celebrate Christmas locally this year, Jennifer.
How about that, Jim Thatch? All right, well, it looks like it's time for Jim Gonneau to come in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says New York City will not be intimidated by an ISIS video that hints of an impending attack.
The video was first released back in April. The mayor says
there is no credible and specific threat against New York City.
De Blasio urging New Yorkers to go about business as usual. Still, the city remains on high alert, with 500 extra officers being added to the new NYPD critical response effort launched this week. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Thousands of airport workers are on strike at 7 of the busiest airports in the country. The Service Employees International Union says about 2,000 baggage handlers and other airport workers are on strike at major airports in New York, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're calling for a $15 an hour minimum wage. The strike does not include pilots or flight attendants. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphries. I'm a radio talk show host heard by millions of people each and every week. And my word is my bond. When I tell you about something, I mean it. I was on my computer not that long ago, and as I'm typing away, all of a sudden this popped up. Hey, your computer's got a virus. Call this number. We can help you. Come to find out that the number that was supposed to help me, they wanted to rip me off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't be a victim like I was. Call my friends at Hey PC Guy. Hey PC Guy! No obligation. They will check out your computer, and they give you 100% guarantee. If they can't fix your computer, you don't pay. Hey PC Guy helps you out remotely, so you don't have to unplug your computer, you don't have to take it to a store, and no weird guys coming to your house. Hey PC Guy has a subscription service as low as $5 a month, and they'll help you out 24/7. Do yourself a favor. Call for a free diagnostic check of your computer, 877-900-4343. 877-900-4343. That's 877-900-4343. Hey, PC Guy!
Online retail giant Amazon has announced it will start offering its holiday deals tomorrow, a full week ahead of Black Friday. Here's USA's Tammy Rose.
But the e-commerce giant won't be rolling out all the bargains at once. Instead, new deals will be offered as often as every 5 minutes for 8 days starting Friday. On Thanksgiving and Black Friday, shoppers will be able to access 10 additional deals of the day. As part of the sale, Amazon is pushing consumers to use its mobile app and Prime service. More than 150 Lightning deals will be available only on mobile, and Prime members will get access to many deals 30 minutes before the general public. Prime costs $99 per year. I'm Tammy Rose.
Dunkin' Donuts is coming to you. The donut chain is beginning deliveries this week in Dallas. The company says its DoorDash online ordering service is on the way to Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C., quote, in the coming weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.